Have you ever considered what a mess we would be in if we were not sheltered in those loving, strong arms of God? That's our hope. That's our only hope, is that we can find shelter in the arms of God. My scripture today is one that we're all familiar with. It's the 23rd Psalm. And I want us to take an in-depth look at this very popular chapter in the Bible. I would dare say it's probably the most popular chapter in the Bible. Anywhere you go, you see plaques and brochures and things. It has the 23rd Psalm printed on the back. And practically all of us could probably recite this psalm from memory. But if you will, follow with me as I read the 23rd Psalm this morning. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and He leads me beside the still waters, and He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
As eloquently as it is written, there are many beautiful truths just below the surface of this psalm. And our faith is strengthened as we search to see what God has revealed to us. David is the writer of this psalm, and David was a shepherd. And this is not a career that he chose later in life, because he was a king later in life. But this is something that he started out doing as a small boy. Amen. He was a shepherd boy. So he was familiar with the duties and the responsibilities of a shepherd. We don't know at what point in David's life that this psalm was written, but it seems that it would have been in his later years, because there's words in this psalm that speak of experience, of maturity. In verse 1 of this psalm, we read the beautiful and the reassuring words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And as a good shepherd, Jesus not only leads and protects His flock, but at the same time, He supplies all of the needs. In the original Hebrew language, this phrase, "I shall not want," is literally translated to say, "I want for nothing."
Amen.
So, "I shall not want." And the Hebrew translation is saying, "I don't want anything. I've got it all because of this gentle shepherd that we've talked about. He has supplied all of our needs. I want for nothing." Which implies that every single need that you have has been met. All that is required for our well-being, for our happiness, can be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. In order to be cared for and provided for by this great shepherd, we as sheep might want to take a closer look at how sheep act. Never thought about it. But sheep are normally quiet, meek, humble, and they're willing to be led. Verse 2 tells us, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. You know, sometimes we're very reluctant to let go and let God use us. We are resistant to the idea of relinquishing our control. Or somehow we're fearful that we might accidentally actually have peace of mind. We might accidentally find comfort that comes from simply resting in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. We seem to think that without all of our efforts, without all of our oversight, that our situation will somehow just spiral out of control and we'll lose our control. Well, I hate to tell you, but did you know that control is an illusion? You just think you have control. You can see the results of what might be happening because, quote, you think you have control over a situation. But it's only when we let go of the urge to govern and to maintain our own lives and let God take control of the reins of our hearts and lives and lead us by God's Spirit that we can find ourselves in the paths of righteousness that David is talking about in this psalm. We have to reach that point in our relationship with Jesus Christ where we give up, where we let go, and let God take control of all of our situations. Encouragement and inspiration are found in verse 3. It says, He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. When we are overcome with temptation, when we're weak, when we feel crushed and broken, God will restore our soul. God will give us the strength that we need to keep going. He will guide our every footstep along that path. God's love is such that God is not willing that any should perish. Scripture tells us in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. The sacrifice of Jesus is so complete that not only is He unwilling for us to perish, but He is also a restorer. When we fall, He's right there to pick us up, and He brushes the dust off of us, and He sets us back on that straight, narrow path of righteousness. He is the restorer of our soul. He restores us again and again and again because we continue to make mistakes. We continue to stumble and fall. But He restores us to wellness, to happiness, and to the joy of our salvation. Verse 4, being the midpoint of the psalm, marks a major transition. It paints a darker picture, reminding us of danger and of death, as it leads us to rely upon the Lord for our safety and guidance through perilous times. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Here David assures us that even in the valley, or the very lowest point of our life, in our darkest hour, he's saying, don't fear, don't be afraid, because God is with you. I know that all of us have seen some pretty dark points in our lives. There was no ray of sunshine shining through. It was dark. It was miserable. But Jesus was there. This shepherd that I'm talking about was there because he brought us through it. And he led us here today to worship in spirit and in truth. What an inspiring thought. No matter what situation we find ourselves in, God is there. Evil is not to be feared because our gentle shepherd is with us. Verse 5 paints a picture representing the provisions of God as a feast. I like to picture a feast. I like to eat. So we like to think about food and all of the good things that go along with this banquet, with this feast. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Back during this period of time in the Bible, when people came together for a feast, it was a common thing for the people there to be anointed with oil and perfumes. But our God anoints us today with the oil of gladness, as we're told in Psalms 45, verses 7 and 8. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. Your robes are all fragrant from myrrh and aloes, from ivory palaces. Stringed instruments make you glad. We got a lot to make music about. We got a lot to sing about. We got a lot of joy that comes only from this gentle shepherd. In Chronicles, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 22, we read the scripture, "Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm." So we see that God anoints those who he provides for and who he protects. When we follow after God or we depend upon his provisions, we will have all that we need and then some. We will promise all that we need and more, abundantly more than we could even ask or think. More than our minds could even comprehend. My cup runneth over. What a beautiful picture of the abundance of love and mercy and grace that our God has in store for us as children of the King. David closes the 23rd Psalm with a majestic and reassuring proclamation. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Mm-hmm. Just as sheep are pursued by predators, but they're watched over by and protected by the shepherd, so the goodness and mercy of God will follow after God's children. What a fantastic promise. The wolves may come knocking at our door, but we have Jesus Christ, this gentle shepherd, to protect us and to overshadow us with goodness and mercy. We as believers are graciously shadowed by love and provision of our shepherd throughout his life, this life, and because of the supreme sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for us, we can look forward to that banquet. We can look forward to feasting at that table that he has prepared for us, where we will be with him forever in the house of the Lord. Amen.